Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Then the bull came out of me. Not a red bull, I'm talking about a black bull. It was in there, but it was dormant. Y'all understand? God gives us personality, but don't suppress it. Just temper it. Now, you may say Clark is too aggressive, but you don't know the balance in my life. You don't know what I've come through intellectually and in my personality to manifest. Sometimes I may go overboard.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Knowing God. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Something in you that propels you. It brought you to church today. I know you thought you got up and got your Maxwell house and you got your Dunkin' and you got your Starbucks and that's what motivated you to come, or your energy drink. But he arrested you. He got you up and it's an urge to know him. It's an urge. He put it inside of you. Solomon said he put eternity in our hearts. There's a part of him, a God-shaped hole, that nothing else can fill. When you fill it with him, you'll understand better. You'll be more effective in the earth. He also put a personal craving, an urge, but a personal craving to be like him. Before you say, I don't want to be like nobody. Well, you saw those eyelashes before you put them on somebody else. You would be a multimillionaire if you came up with it yourself. Pastor Sabrina came in there the other day blinking. I said, what you doing? What you doing? What? What? I don't need no face stuff. I don't need that. Blinking. I don't need that. What you doing? Come on. I don't need that. What's wrong with y'all? What's going on? I'm a real man. I don't need all that. I don't need that. Natural. You don't have to put on long weave and heels and act like you somebody else. Natural. I'm a real man. You don't have to fake like you somebody else, put on a uniform, and then you don't have to do none of that. That's all pornography. I'm natural. You forgot? Man, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Don't let the world suck you in anything. Be who you are. Oh, my God. God gifted you with personality and identity. He gave it to you. Even when you get saved, you don't have to change your personality. Just change your ways. You temper it. You don't lead out with your personality. You temper it and release it as necessary. He gave you your personality. I was sharing with the early church this morning. You know, I went to a restaurant and the waitress, I guess she was tired, but she brought me a bowl of soup and just sat it there. It wasted all of everything. And so pastor said, oh no, don't do that to him. I said, hold up, you don't have to do that, honey. It's okay. She's tired. No, oh no. She said, oh no. And got up, took the bowl all the way back to the kitchen and said, no, you don't treat him that way. Now, I backed up. I backed up. But she said, oh, no. And I was like, wow. Because I would have let it go. I would have allowed it to go. But she said, oh, no, no. You don't. Nobody treats you that way. Like that. I was like, okay. Okay. And once that got kicked in, nobody can treat me any kind of way. Because the incubation of who I am was there, but it wasn't released. It wasn't activated. When I was a kid, my mama said, stop looking at people like that. You manage. I used to stare at people like this. She said, that's managed. Because from North Florida, when she was a little girl, if you looked at a white man like that, you may get in trouble. That was her world. Y'all understand? So she inflicted that on her kids. Stop looking at these people. So I look away because I was punished for looking at, I was young looking at people just like this. But that's how she raised us. Y'all don't understand why people are the way they are, right? But from her life, when she was born in the 40s, to look at a white male like that would be dead in the South. That's how she raised us. Now, I didn't understand. She didn't say, let me give you a history in black history. She didn't say that. She just said, stop being managed. That's how I interpret it. Managed is to look at people as managed. So I look away. So my preference and the things that I probably would have grown up with were suppressed until she said with a bowl of soup, you know, nobody deserved that. No, don't do that. Then the bull came out of me. Not a red bull. I'm talking about a black bull. Black. It was in there, but it was dormant. Y'all understand? God gives us personality, but don't suppress it. Just temper it. Now, you may say Clark is too aggressive, but you don't know the balance in my life. You don't know what I've come through intellectually and in my personality to manifest. Sometimes I may go overboard, just like you would take a saucer. You used to have saucers when you have coffee. Because if it wasted over in it, you could still save it. Nobody has saucers now. I spill over sometimes. But save it. Just the same flavor. Every one of us have in our DNA a portion of God because he wants you to know him. Glory to God. We talked about it. God is love. Say God is love.
God is love.
But God is also divine truth and beauty. I said he's divine truth and beauty. Divine truth and beauty. When you see divine truth and beauty, it means he wants you to see him balanced. Divine truth and beauty. So if I say God is lovely, you're going to gravitate to it. But if I say he's truth, what is truth? Because truth is not always beautiful. And it doesn't fit what you think. Right? But what he tempers his truth with beauty. So you would see balance. And the balance of truth and beauty is justice. God is about justice. 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 No big I's and little U's. I think I shared it with you. Divine truth is best known as spiritual flavor. Spiritual flavor. If there's such thing as taste in the spirit, it will be the balance of divine truth and beauty. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the attributes of God. The attributes of God, knowing him. God is like a computer. He made the hardware, that's your body. Software is your soul and your spirit. He made it, but he doesn't have to live in it. He chooses to live in you. Okay? But he's not limited by living in you. I want you to think about me making a computer. I have the ability to manipulate and do what I do. I made it. I know the software. But I'm not limited to live in it and be controlled by its software. I stand independent of it. I can walk all the way around it. And I can add more software to it. That's how God is with us. His attributes. He created the software, but he's not limited to it. Some of us think he is. His ways are not like your ways. Neither are his thoughts like your thoughts. Look at Isaiah 45 and 18. But this is what the Lord says, he who created the heavens, he is God. He who fashioned and made the earth. He fashioned it. He did not create it to be empty, but formed it to be inhabited, said the Lord. I am the Lord, and there is no other. So when God formed the earth, he didn't form it just for it to look beautiful. According to the word, he formed it to live in it. He created it empty, but formed it to be inhabited. That was the purpose of making the earth. And when he formed you, he didn't just make you to be beautiful, but he wanted to inhabit you. I want you to get that. Because some of us think he made us beautiful, but all of this is going to the dust one day. He made you to be inhabited, to live on the inside of you. And if you are beautiful, thank God. Slap yourself and kiss your mama. But give your heart to Jesus. The baby even said, praise him, praise him, praise him, Bishop, praise him. As it relates to the universe, knowing him, he upholds all things by the word of his power. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Chapter 1 verse 1, I'm sorry. You can read chapter 1 verse 1, 2, 3. In past times he talked to us through prophets and apostles and all of that. But verse 2 says, but in these last days, how does he communicate to us? Through his son. Many of y'all don't read that, so you think that you need to be Old Testament prophet. But he's communicating through his son using prophets. And they must be connected with his priesthood. Look at this. Whom he anointed or appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the universe. So he's saying, I'm going to allow you, my son, to work through you, but he's not just trying to give people their houses and their phone numbers. He made the universe. It's so much bigger than houses and land. It's about the mind of God and your destiny. And it goes on to talk about how radiant the sun is. That's how God relates. He upholds all things by the word of his power. You see it right there in the midst. He sustains all things by the powerful word or his powerful word. Why would you back away from the word if everything is sustained by it? You want to gravitate to the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we look at the attributes of God, and I'll close with this. He's all seeing. Say that, all seeing. I can go on. He's also all knowing, all powerful, all caring, all loving, all healer. He's a deliverer. He's a banner. He's the righteousness. He's sanctification. Come on. He's fragrant oil. He's light. He's courage, all courage. He's a shield and a buckler. He's truth revealed. He's victory. He's hope. He's focus. He's fruit. Fruit of his spirit. He's meat. He's wine. He's water. He's joy. He's peace. He's your battle axe. Good God from Zion. And he's my song. Why would he relate to us as I started this message through all of these different names? Because he's trying to show you he's not in a box. You need a healer? That's what he is. You need a deliverer? That you need reconciliation? That's what he is. You need connectedness, that's what he is. And he raised me up to tell you that. Thank you, Lord. And I give him praise for it. I give him glory for it. You're going to see in the next several months people gravitating to you. They'll ask you, why do you go to that church? Because they bourgeois church. They think bourgeois means we're stuck up, bougie. They interpret structure for bougie. They're used to going to places where there is no structure. They think structure means bougie. That's the stuff that I'm hearing. They're going to say, why do you go to that church? Right? And you need to tell them that everyone is assigned to a voice or a group of people. You're assigned to a voice or a group of people. You got to find yours, and then you stick with it. Nina, you don't let nobody separate you from your man or from the voice. That's how that works. No offense, no issues. And many of you all know me. I've been getting on butt for 28 years. From this pulpit. This may not be the church for you because you don't like nobody talking to you like that. You'd rather plies talk to your children. Why you want to argue? Why you want to argue? I ain't here to argue. I'm here to make some money. That's plies. Now they all know him. They all know him. Plies. And he's told your daughters about how to have sex and how to work with sex. Through Instagram. For years. He's not playing games. He lay it all the way out and tell them exactly what they need to do to a man. And y'all get mad at me. All I'm doing is giving you the surface. But the barrel of it is corrupt. It's corrupt to the max. Would you rather the daddy of your children to talk to them or plies? And fathers, if you're silent, somebody else is speaking. You better believe it. He will shock you with the things he says. And he's talking clearly to your daughters about sex education. And I bring it out because I'm not trying to be nasty. But I'm trying to bring it out so you will wake up and stop walking around with this religious chip on your shoulder like you're offended. The world is offensive. We need to wake up, church. The hour is really late. And we need to wake up. Eventually, I'm going to spin out of trying to wake y'all up and just deal with truth. But what I'm saying to you, it is so dark and different out there. If you don't really know what's happening, you'll think you're okay. But you're not relevant. Because a person like Plies is playing music in the back. He's in a really nice car. And he's wealthy. And when he came to Melbourne, they packed it out. On 192. When he came to Melbourne, they packed it out. They told you, Mama, I'm just staying with my cousin. But they were out to see Plies. Right near Cruising Gold. He packed it out. Traffic stopped. And he wasn't talking about God when he's talking to him. Y'all understand?
So I'm trying to get us together here. He's the modern day preacher for the world. He has a microphone like I do, gold chains, music, talking. Their spirit is wine or Patron. And all of them are gathering. More than COVID-19 don't matter. So my point, I'm not trying to be them. I just need to wake you up. Because I'm trying to preach and you all acting like you don't know what time it is. But I'm telling you, that's why he made a modern prophet. He gave this to me so I can pull the people of God to the center. Eventually, I'm going to spin up out of this and just deal with it. Well, I let Pastor Sabrina preach. She'll preach you, man, your suits, your socks off. But I have to tell you what I see so you stop being so religious. And let's get back to the grassroots. You got a teenager, you better open up their phone and start talking to them. Just because they're quiet don't mean they're innocent. It'll shock you. What it'll shock you when you'll be shocked. Like, whoa, my God. I didn't know my baby was like that. Oh, my God. And they're lacing marijuana right now. So when we lived on the Bella Road, a young man across the street, Giovanni was his name. We called him JoJo. He died at 18. Right in front of our house, and it was on a Monday, I believe, and they were smoking marijuana in the woods, but they laced it, and then when the kids started acting out, they all laughing, but it bust his heart. And he had this thick hair, man. He was beautiful, and we all loved him. He was special. You know, he'd just take off running down the street with no shirt, no shoes. You'll watch him, he's coming from the back of your house, eating your mangoes. I mean, but that Negro started growing when he was 17, and it's just Adam's apple was coming out, and he was starting to fill out. I say, hold up, and stay away from Megan. Stay away from Megan. Because he was feral like that, feral. Body odor, just, and the ladies like that. They like stuff like that with men. The ones that got body odor, just wild. Half thick. I'm telling you what's happening, man. So I say, still, look at that man left. He know. He know. I say, stay away from Megan, boy. Bishop, you're a good man. I know. Stay away from Megan, though. Stay away from Megan, man. But he died on a Monday because they laced his marijuana with some type of, I don't know, additive. And he came home. He ran in his house. He was grabbing his chest. He said, Mama, I can't breathe. But he was developing into a man's body, you know, and she couldn't revive him. We were there to help him. And he was a beautiful boy, Giovanni. We called him JoJo. And I don't want you all to go through that in your neighborhood. He was a good heart, you know what I'm saying? He was different, man. He had no father in the home. He was respectful. If he was cussing, he would try to change it if he walked outside. You could see it in his face. He had to go to a special school. He didn't need nobody giving him marijuana and didn't love him. That's what's out there, you all. And that's why I speak the way that I do, because I have experiences. My dog never barked at anybody until he come around. He'd be growling, I mean, like showing teeth. I said, man, what are you doing with the dog, man? Well, I want my dog to mate. I said, you better get lost with that, man. I got thoroughbreds. I don't deal with half-breeds. I don't. I want y'all to feel me sometime. You all that want to go to church and have church, you need to talk things out. We need to be real. Amen. We need to be real. You got real children. I talk to Megan straight up. I don't play, man. Straight up. Do y'all still love me? Okay.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
For an MP3 of today's message, Knowing God, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-2611. That's reference number 2303-2611.
Abishai Inspired Men. It is time to huddle and strategize on maximizing your potential as a kingdom man for the glory of God and the betterment of your family and loved ones. Our regularly scheduled fellowships will resume in person only beginning Saturday, April 8th at 9 a.m.
Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey.
Ambassadors for Christ is conducting its annual toiletry drive. Donation bins are in the fellowship hall, so please fill the containers with travel-sized personal care items such as bar soap and body wash, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and much more. If you wish to help in other ways, contact ambassadors@truthrevealed.org.
Easter Sunday is special because we celebrate what Jesus' death secured and what the resurrection ensures. Plan to join us at the Sunrise Service on Sunday, April 9th at 5:30 a.m. at Castaways Point Park, followed by a continental breakfast in the Fellowship Hall. Then join us in our worship experience at 8 and 11 a.m. as we celebrate the Savior.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Three times, it's a rap. You've been telling lies, man.
I know the truth.
I know you've been.